This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That is, the later this series goes, with the fact that Pacers are a deeper team, this is something that could work to their edge.
So let me play out a scenario, especially coming off the way they lost in Game 1. Knicks are up big in the fourth quarter. Does Tibbs call off the dogs? You just blew a big lead, but you want to rest these guys. You assume the series is going long. What does he do?
No, I don't even think it has to do with that.
He didn't do that in Boston until, what, 5 minutes left in the game?
To me, it has nothing to do with sitting my guys. That's not it. It's trying to change the tone of this series by not having Indiana dictate.
No, I understand that. Play your style. But I
wouldn't be sitting guys. Like, I think you got to put your foot on the gas to win games when the opportunity is in front of
totally
you.
Totally agree.
So it has nothing to do with sitting guys. It has to do with, and it's a challenge. It's easier said than done. But how do you find a way to not play Pacer basketball?
You have to grind it out. You got to get him in the half court.
Yeah.
And there's times where it's just like that inbound to Obi when he dunked. I know they should have just fouled there. They need to slow the pace down any way they can, which is tough.
Speaking of the TNT broadcast, I need to play this now, otherwise it's going to be just really old.
Did anyone? Ojanobi?
Not that gaffe. I got another gaffe from the TNT broadcast. Mm-hmm. That's right up your guys' alley. Did you guys hear the Kevin Harlan screw up?
No.
Kevin Harlan was talking about Tom Thibodeau. Okay. You're just talking about Tom Thibodeau. Did you catch it, Sean? You're usually good catching gaffes.
I don't think I caught this gaffe.
You like this gaffe. Ladies and gentlemen, you got it ready, Tommy? You let me know. Kevin Harlan, broadcaster TNT. By the way, does a great job. Kevin, it ain't personal if you're driving into Madison Square Garden right now. I had to replay my DVR a few times to say, did he just say what I thought he said? Here's Kevin Harlan talking about the Knicks head coach Tom Thibodeau.
Tom Thibodeau, the coach of the Knicks in his fifth year, first conference finals since 2011 when he was the head coach of the Chicago Bulls.
The Chicago Bears. You guys didn't get that.
He said Bulls.
He said Bears.
No, he didn't.
He said Bears.
No,
play it again.
Tom Thibodeau, the coach of the Knicks in his fifth year, first conference finals since 2011 when he was the head coach of the Chicago Bulls.
Chicago Bears.
Dude, are you all right?
Are you all right?
He says Bulls.
No, he doesn't.
I hear Bulls.
Can you isolate it so we can hit it over and over again? That's Bears. That's Bears.
Bulls.
Chicago Bears.
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 What? Say it again.
The Bears.
Dude, he doesn't say Bears.
He says
Bulls. Dude, Evan, this is an all-time L for you. Harlan's a legend in the business, and you think he said Bears he sat on?
Time out.
Intellectually bankrupt.
Tiki and Sean are very passionate.
I hear Bulls. That's the only reason I'm...
I don't even hear a subtlety of Bears.
I hear Bears. Tommy, if you say you hear Bulls, I will wear an L for the rest of this segment, which ends in a few minutes.
He says Chicago Bulls.
Oh, come on!
Right.
He says Bears!
I said Chicago Bulls.
He definitely says Bulls. You hear the L's.
Dude,
at the end.
I am so confused as to how you heard Bears there at all.
To the Chicago Bulls.
I still hear Bears. Like, you guys keep saying it, and I'm like, are you guys pulling a joke on me?
I don't hear an R at the end of that at all.
No, I hear ooh.
I hear oohs.
You hear Bulls?
Yes.
Want it one more time here, Ev?
Yeah.
This is your final chance.
To the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, it's definitely Bears.
Evan, this is so egregious, I feel like we're on some kind of weird Impractical Joker show.
Yeah, as well.
All right, give me the L. I'll just wear it. This is ridiculous.
And Evan does the whole wind-up, by the way. Sean, you're usually good at catching these
guys. I know, and he's like going through it and setting us up, and I'm like, all right, I'm listening intently for what Kevin's going to say. All right, what's he going to say?
And you didn't
and
hear
I'm
it?
Like, did I miss it early? Did I miss it? And then at the end, I hear Bulls. And I'm like, okay.
Tiki, to the Chicago Bulls.
You know how you know we're right, too, Tiki?
So
because Evan didn't tip us off as to what to listen for, so we heard totally clear.
Right.
So we didn't even, like, have in the back of our mind, I'm going to hear Bears, I'm going to hear Bears.
If I had tipped off he's going to call the Bulls the Bears, you may have heard Bears?
May have, because I'm, like, listening for it. I didn't know what I was he hit play the first time, and I looked at Tiki, like, what is he talking about?
Kevin Harlan, if you are in your car right now and you're pissed off at me that I tried to make you look like a fool, and clearly you didn't. I'm wearing an L right now, so...
You can't grab there. You can't grab there.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm taking my L, even though I don't think I'm wrong. But if all three of you, 6 years, are going to tell me he said Bulls...
I hear Bulls.
Okay.
I have a little inside radio here, though, that I'm really questioning. How this works on our show is Evan, if he hears something, finds him, we'll send it to Tommy. Tommy will put it in the system. How did Tommy allow us to go to air with that just to make you look like an idiot?
I will defend Tommy. He Great did not point. Try to make me look like an idiot. I actually put this in the system by myself.
Oh.
I'm a very hands-on radio host sometimes, and sometimes instead of bothering Tommy by sending him a ton of stuff, I do it myself, and this one I did by myself. But Tommy, if you heard it, what would you have thought?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I wouldn't have known why you sent it to me. And there are times where you send me stuff where I'm not quite sure why we're going to play it, but I trust you. Perhaps I should, maybe. No, I should check on it. But this one I hadn't heard till we all heard it on the air because you did it yourself.
I still can't believe you guys hear Bulls.
I don't hear Bears at all.
Oh, to the Chicago Bears.
All right. I'm wearing the other guys.
He draws it out a little bit, but it's not like Bulls. He's like, Bulls.
That true, but there's no air at all.
No.
All I'll tell you is I'm taking my loss like a grown-up, Sean. Pay attention. This is how it does.
Don't flip this on me.
I still don't agree with you guys, but I will wear the L for the rest of this segment. Let's take a break. No, I'm just kidding. Let's go to Paul in Queens. What's up, Paul?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good. Doing well.
So this is why I get accused of being a Knicks hater, because I'm a Knicks fan hater. I mean, the last few calls of just straight confidence. Like, I talked to BT and Sal yesterday. I said this is going to be the best series of the NBA playoffs because they're so evenly matched, you know, with the
right.
the bigs, the two-star point guards, all the wings. And I said it's going to be the best series, you know, but I said it's going to come down to, you know, one player being like taking it over and winning it and being the guy. So right now it looks like it's Tyrese Haliburton so far. But what I think is, honestly, like, if Jalen Brunson doesn't completely take over, and or Cat or both of them at the same time, I think the Pacers are going to win.
Well, a couple things. I agree with you. This is going to be the best series of the postseason. Right. It's certainly going to be the best series remaining in the postseason because I think the Thunder are rolling to an NBA title,
right.
Which so far that prediction's off to a decent start.
Yeah, they won pretty easily yesterday.
But what's funny about what you're saying in terms of the best player on the floor is, yes, Jalen Brunson had a huge turnover and turned the ball over 7 times in this game. Yes, Jalen Brunson missed a big free throw, even though he made 86% of his free throws. Yes, Jalen Brunson put up an air ball on a game-tying 3. He scored 43 points on 15 for 25 from the field, and we're acting like it was, it was mediocre. Like, yes, there was execution problems at the end of this game.
Right. There were just places where you could criticize him, even though he was exceptional for most of the game.
And Tyrese Halliburton had a tremendous game as well. Like, absolutely. But they don't come back unless it's Aaron Nesmith making six threes in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. So I reject the notion that the best player on the floor is still not Jalen Brunson. I'm not going to concede on that. The best player on the floor is Jalen Brunson.
No, that's true. It's just as crazy as it sounds having to saying what you just said, he also needs to be better. He needs to be better in critical moments, making free throws. He can't have all those turnovers. And he can't get himself in foul trouble, as we talked about a lot.
That's it, man.
Then he just becomes a one-sided player.
Absolutely. And he's a one-sided player anyway.
Right.
But that makes it worse. Now, apparently we have somebody on hold who agrees that he heard Bears. Mm. Artie and Malvern, you say you heard Bears as well, correct?
I did immediately as soon as you played it. But then after you played it, I could hear both.
Yes, you could hear. Now your mind's playing tricks on you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what that comes down to.
I appreciate it, Artie. And I appreciate the hundreds of text messages I'm getting from people who are all saying they heard Bulls.
To the Chicago Bulls.
There's one text message I got from a buddy of mine named Chris, who actually is the only person that I will trust in this.
Why?
Because Chris supplied me the SAP written word, if you watched it on TV.
The closed captions?
Closed captions. Why did I say SAP? Yeah. What's SAP?
Spanish.
Oh. My bad. The closed captions. You know how, like, you can have closed captions and give you the words?
I just listened to a podcast about how closed captions happened. Started at Gallaudet University. There was a protest because they hired a hearing and not even an ASL-capable president, and the students protested. And as a result, they had this debate between this incoming president, Lynn Zinser, and the student body president. And I'm being honest.
No, it's great.
And then it was on television. They broadcast it. I think it was NBC. And the students at Gallaudet couldn't watch it.
Wow.
Because it wasn't transcribed. They're all deaf, obviously.
Yeah.
They couldn't watch it. They just looked at the image, but they couldn't find anything. And so it started transcription. And it used to just be people typing, Sterners. Just typing.
And now it's AI,
as fast
right?
as possible. Then it became voice talking.
Uh-huh.
So the computer could take audio, but it was always distorted. So someone would literally have to sit there and, if I'm watching this baseball game, whatever that broadcaster's saying, I'd have to repeat it into this computer. And so they hired all these voice writers.
Wow.
And then of late, it's all being taken over by AI.
Yeah. Wow.
This is why I listen to podcasts. I get smarter.
No, you do. And now we're smarter because we all listen to this. And be warned, Sean, this will be on Tiki Trivia in 6 months, so hopefully you paid attention to what he just said.
What was that university I said?
I don't know.
You forgot.
Come on! He just said it!
It's the preeminent deaf university in the world, basically.
Hold on. Tommy, did you hear the school that Tiki said?
No.
Northwestern. Intellectually bankrupt.
I have to be honest. I think I forgot too.
Gallaudet.
Yes. Damn it.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
That's right. I was about to say Harvard, and then I like fixed it. I do not like closed captions because I find the words annoying.
Mm.
But my wife loves it because she's like, hey, sometimes if I don't hear what someone said, I like to see the words on the screen.
I'm like your wife. I'm the same way.
A lot of people are. The point is, he has sent me that the closed captions say Bulls.
Mm.
So I take my L.
L.
Even though Artie, our last caller, agreed with me.
Wear it proudly, Evan.
But here's the best part. The segment is over, so now I'm going to take this L off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.